This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What do Warren Buffett and the world of travel rewards have in common? At first glance, maybe not much. Buffett's not exactly out here talking about Amex transfer bonuses or booking five-star hotels with points. But what if I told you that some of his most famous principles, the ones that have shaped how millions of people think about decision-making, opportunity, and value, can directly apply to how you approach points and miles? That's exactly what we're diving into today. We're not talking about stocks, and no, this isn't financial advice. This is about thinking strategically as a traveler. It's about how to maximize your redemptions, avoid costly mistakes, and find true value in the way you spend your hard-earned points. This is part one of a two-part series where I'll walk you through 10 of Warren Buffett's most powerful principles and show how they can completely shift your mindset in the travel reward space.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. I am your host, DeAndre Koch. Just a quick friendly reminder that you can watch all of these episodes in their full entirety on our YouTube channel. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our Boldly Go Travels, which is more of a vlog style travel content and video that we put out on YouTube. We do release the audios here on the show after it airs on YouTube, but you're missing out on the drone footage and the videos and the visual aspect of those stories. And so we'd love for you to check those things out. And also for those who watch our videos on YouTube, don't forget on the podcast, every Friday we have our quick hits, which are our quick up-to-date news in the world of points and miles and travel. And that is audio only wherever you find your podcast. So back a few months ago, in episode 77, I had an episode titled The Psychology of Points. It was my adaptation of one of my favorite books as a financial advisor, which is The Psychology of Money, written by Morgan Housel. And I adapted that to the world of points and miles. And I asked for feedback to ask you as a listener, what did you think of this blend of financial, I don't say financial advising, but using my lens as a financial advisor and connecting it to the points and miles world? Well, the feedback was overwhelmingly positive, so I wanted to bring another episode just like that for you all today. Now, this episode is going to be focused around the life lessons taught by Warren Buffett, and we're going to break this out into a two-part episode. Now, obviously, Warren Buffett, to my knowledge, was not a points and miles expert, or if he was, that's not something that he talked about, at least in a public light. So we're not going to be saying, hey, these are points and miles topics or points and miles things that Warren Buffett said, but we're going to turn a lot of his principles that are widely regarded in the investment and financial planning world and relate them to where they can apply to you as a traveler or as a points and miles user. Now, this is going to be a two-part episode. However, instead of part two being immediately next week, we're going to break it up and we'll bring part two back in a few weeks. There are 10 main principles to cover, and we'll cover 5 today and 5 in part two. And if you haven't yet had a chance to check out the episode 77, The Psychology of Points, I highly, highly recommend you take a look and listen to that episode. I think you'll find it very valuable. And some of those same principles will play out here in what we discuss in today's episode and as well as in part two. And if for some reason you're watching or listening to this episode and you're maybe from another country or just not familiar with who Warren Buffett is, without going into a ton of detail and just to lay some groundwork here, why am I picking this person to talk about his principles? Is he is regarded as one of the most successful investors of all time and one of the most wealthiest people in the world through doing so, through smart investing. So again, we're going to apply those principles specifically to the world of points and miles. And we're going to start with rule number one, which is also what I think is probably one of his most famous rules. And that is, quote, rule number one is never lose money. Rule number two is never forget rule number one. So Warren Buffett emphasizes avoiding losses above all. In other words, don't squander what you have. But what's the travel analogy here? Well, with points and miles, this means don't lose value on your rewards. Avoid letting your hard-earned points and miles expire or ideally devalue. And that's going to be the points and miles equivalent of losing money. Always know what your points expiration dates are and make sure to use them before they lose their worth. You'll hear a lot of times people in the points and miles space talk about earn and burn. Unlike investments and money, which can actually appreciate in value over time, points tend to devalue and depreciate over time through all the changes that we talk about on a week-to-week basis here on our show. Now, the one thing to note is that we don't want to pay to lose. And what I mean by that is Buffett makes it very clear to warn against unnecessary debt. And quite honestly, this principle applies as is to the world of points and miles. No needing to for me to gamify a money quote and turn it into points and miles. This is pretty straightforward. Don't overspend or pay high interest just to earn points. For example, carrying a credit card with a balance for points ends up being a net loss. The interest that you pay is losing money, essentially, in Buffett's terms. It's wiping out the value of any rewards you're getting. You want to stay disciplined. Keep in mind that a lot of these cards that we talk about on the show and the podcast when we bring on guests, a lot of these cards aren't designed to have low interest. They have fees. Some of them are high fees to keep have the card. And it doesn't matter if you have a perfect credit score, your interest on that card is probably going to be north of 15 or even north of 20-22%. When we're fighting and clawing our way to get 2 to 3 to 5x points on a purchase, that's immediately negated if we're paying 22x essentially in interest on that same money. So you want to make sure that you stay disciplined, pay your bills in full, and never ever spend more than you can afford just for points and miles. And I understand that that is difficult. I do, especially as a financial advisor. I've seen clients who have gotten in trouble because of chasing points and miles or because of just the way life goes, where debt can kind of start to build up and you're like, oh, I got it under control. And the next thing you know, it's not. So just be very, very careful. I think one of the important things about points and miles is tracking where things are. So you're able to really make sure that you're tracking at the same time your spending and your habits to make sure that you're not doing yourself a disservice. I would never want anyone to put themselves in any form of financial harm or ruin just for the ability to earn points for what we call nearly free travel. It ends up being a net loss. So again, make sure to understand, track where your points are, and understand the rules around expiration. I think a great example of this, a personal example of this, is that I have points stuck in two places right now that I have to strategically use. One I've talked about on the show recently, and that's due to some bookings and moving things around with our honeymoon coming up. And that's 230,000 points that are stuck right now at Aeroplan. Aeroplan's a fantastic place to have them. There's many options, and we are going to adamantly and very fervently work to make sure we use those points. But it's important to know they're stuck there for 18 months without activity, then they expire. Now, the good news with Aeroplan is if I just transfer a little bit more, I book a flight or whatever it may be, I can continue that very easily. But it's important for me to know that because I would not feel great if 230,000 points just up and disappeared because, well, I just wasn't paying attention to it. And on the other hand, I have flights stuck at Turkish Airways from over a year and a half ago, maybe a little bit more, because of what ended up being a phantom booking on Turkish's website that even Turkish Airlines wasn't able to book when we gave them a call. Now, for them, their options are 3 years or they expire, or you can pay $20 per 1,000 points to extend. Now, thankfully, I think I only have like 67 or 70,000 points over there. But again, I'm going to make sure to use these as best as I can possibly control so that I don't lose the value of these hard-earned points. And essentially, again, rule number two, which was don't forget rule number one, which is don't lose the money. And in this game, don't lose the points. So for Buffett's second point that we're going to discuss, he famously said, price is what you pay, value is what you get. And so he means that the sticker price isn't always the whole story. What matters is the value that you receive. And I say you specifically because what you value and what I value could be two completely different things, even though it's the same trip, the same redemption, same everything else. So in the points world, you don't want to just obsess over the cost, whether that's in points or dollars. So I think this actually applies in travel in general. But you want to focus on the value of the travel experience that you're going to get. For example, a business class award flight may cost more points, but if it delivers a $5,000 or $10,000 experience that you couldn't otherwise afford, that experience itself enhances the journey, the trip, maybe sets an incredible bar or just blows the mind of your traveling companion, your significant other, you're setting up a proposal, right? There's reasons why it doesn't always have to be, oh, this was the best redemption value. You did something incredible. You set a bar, an experience that was incredible. That's what we call great value. Conversely, a free trip that you don't actually enjoy isn't actually worth that much. So always evaluate your redemptions by the experience or the benefit you're getting for your points. And I always like to be transparent here because I know I talk about getting 2 cents of value per point and the amount of cents per value that we redeem or that we get for our travels. And I do that to help inspire and help the listeners, help you all see where their opportunity lies and how you can get so much more value out of your points than the banks want you to get. But at the same time, the one thing that you have to add into there was what was the value of the experience for you, for your child, for your spouse, your fiance, fiance-to-be, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it may be, you have to make that decision. Now, also, this applies to credit card fees. Again, we just mentioned interest is bad, but fees are okay if you're getting the value out of them. And this is something that a lot of people get hung up on when it comes to points, cards, and points and miles and travel, because immediately the first thing they see is, well, two things. A, what's the fee on this credit card? And B, what's the interest rate I'm going to get? And again, if you're carrying a balance, you may want to be looking at a lower interest rate card, something with lower fees, something that's designed to help you get it paid off quicker. But if you're looking to extrapolate value out of your card, you may pay a price or a fee for the card, but the value is what you're going to get out of what you paid. So you want to make sure that you look at quality over cheap deals. Buffett also says it's far better to buy a wonderful company at a fair price than a fair company at a wonderful price. Translating this, it's often better to redeem points for a high quality travel experience at a reasonable cost than to burn points on a so-so trip just because it's cheap. Now, I would say here, don't just chase your deals blindly, chase value. And that value can be in terms of memories, comfort, or joy per point. And we've had some incredible stories of guests that have come on who said some of their most memorable trips wasn't Emirates in the Sky or Japan Airlines or whatever it may be. It was the fact that they were able to see their family member play one of their first basketball games. They could travel. They could bring their brother with them to see it. They were able to have the experience of taking their kids all in business class to Europe. Or Brian Mullins, who just a few episodes back mentioned that he was able to have an intergenerational moment because he took his parents on the same trip that he took his young children, and one of his kids actually started walking on that trip. Those are the memories that honestly you can't really necessarily put a price on. And so I want to be very clear. When I say don't just burn trips on a so-so trip because it's cheap, I'm not saying you shouldn't take opportunities to travel when it affords you. Everyone that is listening to this podcast, everyone that travels, all have different travel goals. For you, if flying economy for yourself and your family to a local destination and staying in a Hyatt place is it a great experience for yourself or for you and your family, take that trip. It does not have to be the Emirates level of flight or the Park Hyatt Maldives experience and stay. So I want to be very clear. I'm not saying here with this topic or with this point number two that you can't have lower cost redemptions. Not saying that at all. Just make sure that you're not just burning points because you're like, I could just do this. Make sure that you're adding or at least extrapolating value out of it. And if the value is not necessarily in just the cent per point, make sure it's out of the memories and the experience you're going to have in the trip. You want to think like a value investor, as we call. Invest your points where you get the largest personal return. And that could be emotional. That could be experience. Things like that. Wherever your personal return is the greatest, that's where you want to invest your points. Hey everyone, quick break from the episode. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you're subscribed on whatever platform you're listening on so you never miss an episode. And if you've gotten any value so far, it would mean the world if you left a quick rating or review. It helps more people discover the show and keeps us motivated to keep creating great content. Also, if you're feeling stuck or want help with points and miles, whether it's picking your first card, planning a big redemption, or even having someone book it all for you, we've got you covered. There's a link in the show notes to schedule a free points and miles consultation. Just fill out a quick questionnaire, tell us your goals, and we'll take it from there. And don't forget, our newsletter and private Facebook group are great ways to stay on top of breaking news, updated card offers, and tips that don't always make it into the podcast. You'll find those links in the show notes as well. Now, back to the episode. Buffett's quote number three is that opportunities come in frequently. When it rains gold, put out the bucket, not the thimble. So Buffett suggests that when a rare golden opportunity appears, you must act decisively and maximize it. So the analogy here in the travel and points and miles world is that these raining gold moments are those exceptional deals or promos. Think limited time, elevated sign-up bonuses, never before seen transfer opportunities like the Amex to Alaska Airlines transfer, mistake fares, or exceptionally huge transfer bonuses. When such an opportunity pours down, you don't want to just put out a tiny cup. Ideally, if you can, you want to go big. Now, within reason, right? Because we want to make sure that we're also being strategic as well. But you want to make sure to capitalize fully before the deal is gone. So this could mean applying for a high bonus card that you've been eyeing when the offer goes up, or that you're transferring points during a 50% bonus window to book an otherwise unreachable trip. If an airline offers an unbelievable sale of or award tickets, consider maybe booking that dream trip now, then hesitating. Keep in mind, in a lot of cases, you can always cancel and get your points back. Now, yes, you can't get your points back and transfer them back to the credit card that you transferred them to, but you do have the opportunity to be flexible. So it's okay to say, you know what, let me book this. And if it doesn't work out, and you need to cancel that trip, make sure to look at the rules, of course, because the different airlines have different rules around canceling flights. But there are a lot of flexibility and opportunities in this world that we are in points and miles that can make it more enticing to say, hey, you know what? I found a great deal. Let me just book it and see if I can figure the rest of it out. And if I can't, I can always get my points back. At the same time, again, I always like to stress, you want to be reasonable and you want to be balanced. Do some research and see, is this really the best ever opportunity, or is this something that's likely to come back around again? A great example is buying Hilton points. Hilton almost always has some sort of bonus to purchase Hilton points, and usually the max is 100%. It make it seem like, hey, this is the only time you have the opportunity to buy Hilton points for right now or ever. But realistically, that deal's probably going to come back around, if not a few more times, at least one more time in the year, especially if you catch it earlier in the year the first time. So there's definitely many opportunities like that in points and miles, and it can be really hard. I know, because I get all the news alerts and I share many of them, if not all of them, with you on elevated signup bonuses and elevated opportunities. And if you're trying to build the points and you're going after maybe a new card, it can be very easy to say, oh man, let me go after the next shiny thing. However, it's important to make sure that you're seizing the opportunity, but is it really an opportunity? Doing a little bit of research, seeing, hey, does it really make sense for you to do? And going from there. Which takes me to probably my personal favorite Warren Buffett quote, which is our fourth point: be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful. This is a contrarian strategy, and I think this is hugely important, especially when it comes to financial planning, investing, and those type of things. Now, obviously, I can't act as a financial advisor or fiduciary through this podcast, but this is something that I talk with clients often, especially when the market's either doing exceptionally well or exceptionally poor. It applies both ways. So when Buffett's advising this, he's talking about doing the opposite of the crowd at the right times to avoid hype and to avoid exploiting fear. So how does this apply to points and miles? Well, what I would say is essentially don't follow the herd blindly. Right. Again, I just mentioned that there's opportunities to seize and jump on and go after. And you want to make sure that, as he said in his previous rule, put out the golden bucket, or when it's raining gold, put out the bucket. But at the same time, again, with everything, you want to be balanced. You don't want to follow all of these things blindly. So when everyone is rushing to a hot new credit card or loyalty program, essentially being greedy, understand, it could be overhyped. It might in the future get devalued. So be cautious, in this case, fearful, about jumping in or jumping in at the wrong time. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Just make sure that you do your research to make sure it's applicable to you. And depending on what stage you're at in this world of points and miles, and depending on your expertise, your experience with redeeming, all sorts of things depends on what is actually right for you. There could be a card that you say, you know what, this makes a lot of sense for me, that for myself and for my fiance and I, we're like, hey, we would never get that card, or vice versa. So you want to make sure, again, to do your research. And conversely, I would argue when people shy away from travel for a number of reasons, it could be off-season timing, COVID, the pandemic is a great example, that could be your chance to score some amazing deals. Again, when others are fearful, you're being greedy. So an example of that is starting with the off-peak travel season or during travel downturns, a lot of people say, you know what, I'm not going to go to Europe in the wintertime as an example, like a Paris or Italy. I want to go in the summertime when it's nice and warm. Well, that's also the busiest time. So you can find some incredible deals off-season at a lot of places. It's a great time to use Hyatt points when it's off-peak rates. Right, doing it contrary to the crowd in that case. Now, also during recent global events and things like the pandemic, many travelers were fearful and rightfully so and stayed put. And during that time, airlines and hotels were practically giving away seats, giving away upgrades, and giving away status. Now, I do want to be crystal clear here. Everyone was right to the opinions they had and the experiences that they shared in that time. And everyone approached travel differently. And I want to make very clear, I'm not knocking anyone who said, you know what, for whatever reason, we're staying put, we're not traveling at all. There's plenty of reasons. Maybe you're caring for an elderly parent. Maybe you just became a parent. Many reasons there. But there are those who, in Buffett's sense, were greedy at a time where others were fearful, and they still traveled and had bookings and did other things safely and snagged some incredible bargains and nearly empty flights. Now, this is something that transparently I was able to take advantage of. I flew many flights where the plane, I was one of less than five people on an entire plane, and went down and experienced some incredible places, incredible countries, New Year's in Brazil, all sorts of incredible things. And that opened my eyes even more to travel in that time frame. But again, that's just taking an opportunity. It doesn't have to be obviously a global pandemic, but I would say for as a whole, finding those opportunities where maybe everyone's rushing one direction, you go another. Or when everyone's saying, hey, we're backing off, that's the opportunity for you to jump on an amazing deal or opportunity overall. But I think another angle with this is if a bunch of people are saying that a certain point's currency is worthless or is devalued, you can't find great redemptions, again, they're creating fear in this market. You might scoop up a really great redemption precisely because other people are avoiding them, because you did your research. You found out that while, yes, in the grand scheme of things, these points or these currency may not be highly valuable anymore, but they're still an amazing stay at an amazing property that the math still makes it make sense for you to jump on top of. So I would say to temper caution with wisdom. The key is not to simply do the opposite just for doing opposite's own sake, but the big thing I want to preach here is to think independently. Don't book a trip or hoard a million points just because that's what everyone else is doing. You need to make sure that it makes sense for you. And when others hesitate without reason, that's when you want to be ready to step up. Buffett's contrarian rule teaches us to avoid travel FOMO and also to recognize the opportunities that others often look because they're more so following the crowd and not doing the research that's applicable specifically to them. And finally, the last quote we're going to get to in part one of this episode is that the most important quality for an investor is temperament, not intellect. A temperament that neither derives great pleasure from being with the crowd or against the crowd. In essence, keeping emotions in check beats raw brain power or trend chasing. So in points and miles, success often comes from patience and steady behavior rather than, as I've already mentioned multiple times, always chasing the latest hack, latest trick, whatever it may be. You don't need to be a genius or obsess over every single forum trend, listening to every single podcast, unpacking everything on Reddit, all those different things. Instead, you want to cultivate a calm, strategic temperament. Don't panic redeem points because of a rumor. Don't impulsively follow every new travel craze. Just because Chase is giving up Emirates doesn't mean you transfer all of your points over to Emirates blindly without having an exact plan to use them. You want to make sure that you have a calm, strategic, and patient manner, even with all the craze and all the changes that happens with points and miles. So just as Buffett warns against feeling pressure to join or rebel against the crowd, you want to avoid the emotional roller coaster of the points community hype. For example, if someone's raving about a new card, which again, I do, I put out content out there, I'll talk about something that's great that I've used, whatever it may be. But still, evaluate it rationally for your own situation, not because of crowd excitement, because it fits with what you want it to do. Likewise, if people say a program is dead, check the facts yourself. Make decisions based on your own travel goals and research on what you want to accomplish for yourself and your family, not just the noise. One of the things I can say is I've always found that my best point decisions happened when I stayed level-headed. And it's super easy to get caught up in the hype. And having a Buffett-like temperament, which means not swinging between travel hype and panic, helps me really try to make better choices with my redemptions. Being patient, understanding the process, understanding that, hey, you know what? I might go ahead and book this trip or book this redemption, but even if it's going to cost me more points, I need to go somewhere, but I can use less points overall, it's more efficient, or whatever it may be, like how our points are stuck at Aeroplan right now because I found a better redemption. It's still being patient and understanding that if I keep a level head, eventually all this stuff will work itself out. All right, so that's going to be a wrap on the first half of this two-part series, looking at Warren Buffett's timeless wisdom through the lens of travel, points, and miles. You know, today we covered protecting the value of your points. That's going to be the never lose money, rule number one. Also, focusing on meaningful redemptions over just cheap ones for the sake of cheap ones. And that's coming in at price versus value. And we can also argue that that same terminology of price versus value can be used on the fees that you're paying on credit cards. For the fee that you're paying, are you getting enough value out of that card beyond just the sign-up bonus, beyond year one? All of those things you want to factor in. And you want to go big on the right opportunities, right? When it rains gold, put out the bucket. Find the opportunity that you feel like makes the most sense. And if it's a killer deal that just absolutely, you know, hey, this is very likely going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity or a very rarely to happen again opportunity, those are typically the ones that you want to try to jump on. Remember to think differently than the crowd. Be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy. Make sure that you're doing your research and figuring out what makes the most sense for you, which leads into number five, about staying cool, calm, and strategic, because Buffett said temperament beats intellect. You can know everything about points and miles, but if you get caught up in the hype, caught up in the energy, caught up in the new shiny thing, well, all the knowledge can easily go out the window instead of someone that says, hey, I'm going to be calculated, I'm going to do my research, I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to execute when it makes the most sense. And you know, guys, what I really love about Buffett's principles outside of the world of investment and financial planning is that they truly stand the test of time. And even in a completely different space like travel, they help us make better decisions, avoid FOMO, and focus on those things that matter the most, which are getting the most from our experiences at the same time without overspending or burning ourselves out. And I'd argue realistically, that's the reason why we're all here. This show is called Revolutionizing Your Journey because I want all of you to be able to revolutionize the way that you travel, revolutionize your travel budget, revolutionize your experiences. And I've found that for myself and for my fiance, that points and miles is one of the most fantastic ways and easiest ways to do that in the world of travel. So in a few weeks in part two, we'll continue with five more Buffett-inspired lessons, which include how to wait for your pitch, as he says, simplify your travel game, and avoid the trap of always, as we've talked about, chasing the next shiny object, but in a different spin from what we discussed already. So if you're enjoying this angle and you want to hear more frameworks like this where we blend points and miles and travel with the financial world without actually getting into the financial realm because I'm not trying to have the SEC on my back, well then shoot me a message, tag me on social, put a comment in the Facebook group or on the podcast episode, the YouTube channel. I look at all of those things. I'd love to hear which one of these principles resonated the most with you. As always, make sure to like, leave a rating, a review, tell your friends, follow us on all the socials. And until next time, make sure to travel wisely, spend intentionally, and keep stacking and building those miles and those points the smart way. And we will see you in the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.